Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. There's a big push in Iowa right now to get people thinking about health, food, and fitness. Between the Live Healthy Iowa Challenge that's going on right now, the Healthiest State Initiative, trying to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation by 2016, the Blue Zones Project that I've talked about several times on air, and Iowa is even going to be in the national spotlight later this week when First Lady Michelle Obama visits Iowa to open her three-day tour, marking the second anniversary of the Let's Move initiative that focuses on physical fitness and healthy eating for children. So with all of this going on in the news and all of the things we're hearing about being healthy and living longer, what is a person to do and where do you start? Well, that's one of the things we're going to talk a little bit about today. First of all, we can talk about being healthy and setting a good example for our young people. We've all heard that childhood and youth obesity and weight gain is becoming a problem. We know the number of overweight children between ages 6 to 11 has almost quadrupled in the past four decades, and those between age 12 and 19 have tripled the problem of obesity. The main thing you need to remember when dealing with problems like this, and enormous numbers like this, is that one of the greatest areas of impact that you can have is by just being a positive adult role model for children. Modeling healthy behaviors, whether it be getting up and getting active, whether it be making healthy food choices, following the My Plate model, and keeping at least half of the foods on your plates, clean, healthy fruits and vegetables. The children around you will learn by having exposure to a positive role model who not only talks about being healthy, but actually shows how to do it. You recommend that adults make healthy choices for themselves first, be physically active, and also look for every opportunity to encourage youth in your lives to make a similar choice. So, that all sounds great. We'd love to all be healthy role models for not only the children in our lives, but for everyone in our lives. So how do we go about doing that? Well, if you're looking for some ideas, we'd like to tell you about some resources that Extension has available. Most of these are free or very low cost in a few cases, but some options such as the Raising Healthy Kids series, a series of publications that designed to help parents, communities, and childcare providers address important health and nutrition questions. Most of these are four-page newsletters, but lots of little tidbits such as recipes, healthy movement ideas, community activity ideas, all sorts of good little nuggets contained in those. Those can be found at the Extension online store. All of these, just look for Iowa State University Extension online, type that into your browser, click on the store off to your right-hand side there, little brown box, and click on Nutrition and Health up at the top, Families and Nutrition, and you'll come up with a wealth of resources. Another common, very popular resource from Extension and Outreach would be the Food and Fitness Craze publications. These are ideal for groups. So if you have a club or family groups or classrooms, all sorts of fun ideas in here for healthy snacks, fun fitness activities you can do with groups of children, programs, even community service ideas to get a double benefit of promoting healthy behavior in children and giving back to the community. Some other resources online: healthy homemade recipe videos. Many of those are available through the store. We have a monthly Words on Wellness newsletter that's on the Cass County Extension homepage, as well as back issues available through the store. Also, several online blogs, Spend Smart, Eat Smart blogs, healthy parenting blogs available. And we also have resources such as healthy and homemade cookbooks, and a whole series of information on how to spend smart and eat smart, which basically means getting a lot of nutrition for a small amount of money. That is a concern that we hear from several people, is I'd like to buy more fresh fruits and vegetables, but they always seem to be more expensive. So we've got some great hints and tips for how you can navigate your way through the grocery store without spending too much money, without creating a huge dent in your pocket, and still coming away with lots of healthy, nutritious foods. So if you have any interest in even making a small change, and most of the really meaningful changes in our lives are the small changes, the make a commitment to do one small thing different every day. So whether you've decided that's a little more movement, eating a little bit healthier, be sure to check out ISU Extension online or the Cass County Extension homepage, or just stop in our office and ask us what type of resources we have available. We'd be more than happy to help you out. Until next time, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.